Five Methods of Prayer by Monsignor Chester P. Michael. The idea that the human race can be divided into four temperaments goes back to at least 400 years before Christ, when Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, spoke of the four temperaments of choleric, melancholic, sanguine, and phlegmatic. Since that time, a number of other students of human nature have continued to speak of these four different temperaments, for the most part using the same names that Hippocrates developed 400 years before Christ. In our century, Carl Gustav Jung developed an additional way of dividing up the human race. First of all, he spoke of the four functions, sensing and intuition, as the perceiving functions by which we take in the information that we need for our life. And then thinking and feeling, the two judging functions, the two particular functions that we use to make decisions. In addition to these four functions, Jung spoke of two attitudes that we can have, an extroverted attitude and an introverted attitude. And thus, he came up with eight personality types. In this country, two women, Catherine Briggs and her daughter, Isabel Briggs Myers, took the insights of Carl Jung and further developed them into 16 personality types, and also developed an instrument by which, through a series of answers to questions, a person can be typed to determine which of the 16 types one belongs. This is called the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, or MBTI. They published their findings in 1962, and since then has become very popular as a way of determining what are our strengths as well as our limitations, and the different characteristics of these personality types. David Kiersey and his associate Marilyn Bates in California during the 1970s published a book called Please Understand Me, in which they take the 16 personality types of the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator and are able again to divide them into four basic temperaments, and use the names that Hippocrates used for the four temperaments. David Kiersey chose to use the names of four Greek gods. Instead of the sanguine, he calls it the Dionysian temperament, after Dionysius. Instead of the melancholic, he calls it the Epimethean temperament, after Epimetheus. Instead of phlegmatic, he calls it the Promethean temperament, after Prometheus. And finally, instead of choleric, he calls it the Apollonian temperament, after Apollo. During the past 10 years, I have been working with the relationship between temperament and prayer. In 1982, with the help of my associate, Marie Narvesi, we were able to enlist the help of more than 450 people from all over the country, as well as Canada and Australia. These 450 people, about 75% of them were women, 25% men. There were almost 100 clergymen, both Catholic as well as Episcopalian and other Christian clergymen. about 75 or 85 Catholic nuns, and the rest were lay people. Over a period of a year, throughout the year 1982, with our help, these 450 people practiced different types of prayer and answered questionnaires that we sent them every 2 months. And as a result, in 1984, we published our findings from this research in the book Prayer and Temperament. Since that time, we have sold, in the past 2 years, approximately 40,000 copies. And it has been, for the past year, on the bestseller list of religious books in this country. In these tapes, we are going to discuss not only the four types of prayer that are in accord with the four temperaments, but in this first tape, I want to talk about a type of prayer that is common to all four temperaments. And this is something that we discovered as a result of our research in the Prayer Project of 1982. This particular type of prayer is called Lectio Divina, which means divine reading or spiritual reading. But it is more than just reading. Lectio Divina is a type of prayer that is especially popular in the Benedictine tradition. However, we now know that it was first introduced into Western Christianity by John Cassian around the year 500, between 400 and 500 of our Christian era. Saint Benedict, about 100 years later, picked up this particular type of prayer and introduced it into his monastic communities, both of men and women. And so Lectio Divina, over the centuries, has been closely identified with Benedictine prayer and spirituality. This ancient type of prayer has probably been used by Christians more often than any other type of prayer. This is understandable, since it employs all four psychological functions of sensing, intuition, thinking, and feeling, and therefore is an ideal form of prayer for all the different types and temperaments of personality. The four other traditional forms of Christian spirituality and prayer are in accord with the four temperaments of Hippocrates and David Kearsey, as well as others. However, we have chosen to use the names of saints rather than Greek gods or the different humors or liquids in the body that Hippocrates used as names. And so, rather than sanguine or Dionysian, we speak of the Franciscan type of prayer. Rather than melancholic or Epimethean, we speak of the Ignatian form of prayer. Rather than the phlegmatic or Promethean, we speak of the Thomistic form of prayer. Rather than the choleric or Apollonian, we speak of the Augustinian form of prayer. These are named after Francis of Assisi, Ignatius of Loyola, Thomas Aquinas, and St. Augustine of Hippo. In the four following tapes, we will discuss each of these